Italian soccer CEO apologizes for using monkey paintings as part of anti-racism campaign. By AP on December 17, 2019. Rome, AP, Serie A chief executive Luigi Di Cirlo expressed his sincere apologies Tuesday after the league installed a painting featuring monkeys at its headquarters for an anti-racism campaign. "We realized it was inappropriate," Di Cirlo said in a statement. More than 24 hours after the painting was used as a backdrop at a news conference that the CEO participated in. "What cannot be questioned is the strong and constant condemnation by Lega Serie A against all forms of discrimination and racism. And we are committed to eradicate this from our beloved league," Di Cirlo added. Di Cirlo said that the rest of the league's anti-racism campaign will be presented by the end of February. While black players are regularly subjected to monkey chants in games, artist Simone Fugazzotto said his painting featuring three monkeys to represent three different races was meant to show that we are all the same race. FAIR, soccer's leading discrimination monitoring group, called the use of the painting a sick joke and an outrage, adding it will be counterproductive and continue the dehumanization of people of African heritage. "It is difficult to see what Serie A was thinking. Who did they consult? It is time for the progressive clubs in the league to make their voice heard." AC Milan said it was surprised by the total lack of consultation over the painting's use. Roma also said it was very surprised by the move. "We understand the league wants to tackle racism, but we don't believe this is the right way to do it," Roma tweeted. "Racism has been a problem all season with offensive chants aimed at Romelu Lukaku, Franck Kessier, D'Albert Henrique, Miralem Pjanic, Ronaldo Vieira, Kalidou Koulibaly, and Mario Balotelli. All of the players targeted, except for Pjanic, who is Bosnian, are black, and many of the incidents have gone unpunished."